The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Kuv Gimel. We have the Mishnah on Amar Alav Choytchin Yabelas B'Migdosh, Avaloy B'Medina V'Bekli Kan V'Kan Osa. Obviously, we're talking over here in the next few daf. We're talking here about Hashem the sugis of Ein Shvus B'Migdosh, Yesh Shvus B'Migdosh. And if Ein Shvus B'Migdosh, that's why the Mishnah tells us that one would be allowed to cut off Yabelas, which is some type of word, B'Migdosh, even though it's a Nisid Rabban, Avaloy B'Medina, because it is a Nisid Rabban. B'Migdosh don't matter, because of the cloud the Gemara discusses of Ein Shvus B'Migdosh. B'Imbikli, Kan V'Kan Osir, why? Because if it's Bakli, then it's Dairaisa. It would only be a Durabonon, only if it was done, Choytchin, not with a Kli Miyuchid. Which Malach are we discussing when we talk about the Dairaisa of cutting off a word? The Paiskim say Malach has Graises. One cuts off a word, one cuts off fingernails, anything that's put, that's growing on the body as part of the body is the malacha, which is a told of goizes. Goizes means shearing the sheep. Anything that goes with that is a malacha. Again, if one does with biyad, if one could pull off the wort biyad with his hands, it's a shinui, so it's only a shvus. What's interesting is the Taz in Shin Lamed Vov talks about this din, and it says the problem with pulling off a wort or pulling off a fingernail is that since Adam Kikarka, Adam Hukish Lakakois, in different areas of Halacha, different places in Shas, if Adam Hukish Lakakois, so he has a din of Karka, and one cannot be Tolish Mechubal Lakarka. Bialacha says the Bella. The Bialacha is in Shim Mem Siv Beis. Rashi Beos clearly in the Mishnah. Rashi and our Mishnah says that the problem would be a problem of, the problem would be a problem of geizes, like we said. The problem, one doesn't have to come on to being menate, being koitzes, something which is mechubal lekarka. The melacha is geizes. Now, even in oikedav mikdulai, which is the melacha of koitzes, if the derech is bekli, it doesn't really make a difference how loch lemaisa, whether this is geizes or koitzes, because by both of them, anything which is rogel, dover rogel, to be cut off with a kli, would only be a shvus if one would cut with his hand. So therefore, the melacha that we're discussing, either goes or kites, would only be in the rabban if it was done biyad. Like the Mishnah says, if it's done bekli, it's the oiraisa. However, it's important to point out that any removing something from, that's attached to a human body, any removal of either something that's attached to an animal's body or to a person's body, but even where it's normal, where it's not a shinui, it's the derech to do that biyad, it would be a malacha deraisa. The classic, and it's most serious, is the idea, we'll talk about fingernail biting in a second, but let's talk about cutting off pieces of skin that are hanging from the lips, with the lips on, with the teeth on Shabbos. You could picture somebody grinding his teeth against his lip and pulling off little pieces of skin, maybe dead skin or maybe hanging skin, that are attached to the lips. Would that be a malacha? Yes, it would be a malacha deraisa. Why? Because since the derech is to do that with one's teeth, that becomes the derech and the malacha one is either a geizes or kaitse, as we said. It's well known in the Jewish house, it's a very bad minute for other reasons also, but the idea of fingernail biting is something which is problematic for halacha, because usually it's done absent-mindedly. Could it be that a person who bites his nails absent-mindedly when it comes to Shabbos and he bites his nails, he keeps on biting his nails absent-mindedly, that he would not be over? It should be a halacha. The best thing, of course, is kicking the habit. I myself had with one of my children that was a habitual nail biter. So, you know, we tried all the things. We put on the clear nail polish on her finger in order to stop her from biting her nails. What worked, interestingly enough, was getting the child every time she remembered to not bite her nails to say Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Katshit. That was my idea. That what you're telling the child is that every single time he or she remembers that the reason why they're not biting their nails is because Shabbos is coming and one Chalila does not want to be a Mechal Shabbos by biting one's fingernails on Shabbos, as we say it's a Malacha, Rabbonah. So one is Mekayim Mitzvah, Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Katshit, even if it's Monday afternoon, even if it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and one doesn't bite his nails because of this, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Katshit, one can implement that if possible. Now here's, again, like we said, fingernail biting is also, obviously nobody takes a haircut on Shabbos. Cutting off a word nobody does on Shabbos. The discussion of the Mishnah was only Gabi Tum Davoida. So it doesn't seem to have very much nafkiminis, halacha l'maisa, exactly how to define or how severe is one's nail biting. The Ramah in Yerideh Kuf Tzad Chesiv Chof says that the meaning is of women. There's a serious problem of chatzitza with dirt that's stuck underneath the nails of a woman who has a mikvanai. The Ramah says, since the minig is to take off the nails, minig is the women cut their nails short in order that it shouldn't be stuck underneath. Let's say a woman did not, let's say she left one fingernail. The halacha is, says the Ramah, that she has to toivu once more. The tefillah is makif, since the minig is that's a chatzitza. There are certain chatzitza which are makif, the tefillah is certain chatzitza midaraisa, certain chatzitza only midarabonon. Is it possible to be makel? Of course, the chatzitza one has to follow the take care of all the chatzitza, but in certain cases where the chatzitza is a double, more double calendar, it's only midarabonon, chazal were only makhmal chatzitza, but the tefillah is also biyoda. This again, that's the Ramon Kuf Tzad Ches, that if a woman did not cut her nails, she should be toivel again. She should go down to the mikveh again. The Taz understands that the pshat is that midino, strict halacha, there is no chatzitza of a fingernail, is not a chatzitza. It's a siyog. They made a gzeru that the fingernail should be cut because sometimes there's dirt underneath. They made a siyog, otu, lichluch, tachtov, underneath the fingernails. Says the Taz that if lono it's a baal, this is a klal all over Hilchos Nida, legabe Hilchos Chatzitza, and it says that there is no greater dievet, and we try to find kulas when we talk about a woman who came home, was in the mikveh, came home that night. She was together with her husband. Since we're after the tashmish of the couple. Over there, we treat being toivel again as a b'dievet shebidievet. Why? Because having her be toivel again calls into question the kashrus of their intimacy the night before that, which would cause one to be mefakbrik on a kashrus of a vlad chalila, which is produced by that couple's night the night before that, their tashmish the night before that. Therefore, in lon eitzel baila, as a general rule, we're more makel anything which we can look away from in hilchos chatzitza. So this is the Taz. The Taz says she has to be toivel again, but if lon eitzel baila, we could be makel. The shach over there in kuf tzad ches of kotn chofein yeridei says that that's not the pshat Ramah. What the Ramah means to say is that the chatzitza is a real chatzitza. Lamaisa. The Paiskim of the last few hundred years are all make like the Taz, not like the Shach, and they accept for fact the opinion of the Taz that cutting off a fingernail is not a chatzitza gomor, and therefore we make by Lona Tzobayla. That seems to be the halakha maizah. By the way, Lona Tzobayla, the same way that's b'dievid, it's also true if a woman came home from the mikveh and she realized that there's one fingernail which was neglected. And by the time she would be able to go back, the mikveh is closed. That's also b'dievid. We'd be matir over there also. Now, it's usually not such a problem during the week, because if she doesn't cut her nail, usually she checks herself before. The mikveh lady will check her over anyways, and we'll see that she's not missing a nail. The real problem is what happens if it's Friday night. Let's say her leil tefillah is Friday night. She took care of all her chafifa, etc. She cut her nails and whatever else she has to do. Preparation for the mikvah on Friday morning, Friday afternoon. Comes Friday night and she realizes that there's one nail which was not cut. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem by us in our halachas of Chatichas Yabelas of Chatichas Tziponayim says that the best way is to tell a goy to do it. The matter cutting off the thing on the day of goy. You don't generally have a goy around the mikveh who's willing to cut off the fingernail. So it sounds pretty bidyavidic. And what the Mishnah Berurah says is, if there is no goy, she should clean well underneath, and then she should be makel like the taz that holds the bidyavid, were makel even though the nail is on. Zizas tziponayim is a drabonon, and they were matir shvus to shvus b'mokoyim mitzvah. Meaning to say, the goy is one drabonon. Gzizas tziponayim is only drabonon, and therefore shvus to shvus b'mokoyim mitzvah that she should be able to be table on time. We'd be matir. There's only one little problem with this. There's a classic issue which is discussed by the poskim. What is the malacha deraisa in cutting nails? B'chayit should only be midrabanan. Why? We have a klal, we pass the malacha shein tzricha legufa is only also midrabanan. What's a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Anytime you do something where the point of that malacha is not the tayelas that the ma'aseh malacha makes, but it's something else. For instance, the classic, in the Gemara, there's an av malacha called chayrish, digging in the ground. The purpose of digging in the ground is to create a hole in the ground. What happens if a person digs in the ground because he wants dirt? He needs the dirt. He needs the dirt. He wants to take the dirt with him. So, the purpose of the digging is not the hole. So it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. By the same token, L'chayra, cutting off one's nail, shearing, which was the malach in the Beis HaMikdash, goizes, is one's cutting off wool because one needs the wool. Cutting off fingernails because you need the fingernail, who does that? So l'chayra should only be malach. The Abonon, the Bir Aloch is mechadesh, and this Aloch of Shem the Rivosh, that the tzricha legufa, the purpose of the malach, does not have to express itself in that which is being cut off. It could also be a tayelas for the one who is having the nail cut off, meaning to say, it could be a malacha tzricha legufa either because you need a fingernail, which obviously you don't. A person cuts their ear off, they don't need their ear either. Unless they're working in a shetel company in India, then they might want the ear. That would be goizes, deraisa. Barring such a circumstance, the only way it could be malacha deraisa is we look at the tzricha legufa in terms of that which is being cut off. Meaning to say, if we cut somebody's ear, then we allah says a malacha deraisa because what we're doing is we're perfecting the head of which the hair was cut off. We're perfecting the finger of which the nail was cut off. That's malacha hatzricha legufa. If that's the case, it's malacha deraisin, l'chara amir lagam should be awesome, because only a shvus b'makom mitzvah. We're not matter shvus b'makom mitzvah. We're matter only shvus the shvus b'makom mitzvah. So this is a problem. L'chara, if we have a woman in front of us that is anyways ruggled to cut her nails very short, that's her normal standard of hygiene, and she needs to cut a little bit extra of her nail off, because let's say there's a piece that's sticking out, that's sharp, that could very well be a chetzitza, and a woman wants to get a psak to cut her off from a goy, l'chara it's a shvus of Amir La'akum, with another shvus of the Gzizat Tziponayim being Dirabonim. But if we say that the Gzizat Tziponayim is Dirayisim, the Chayim only have one Dirabonim. That's a problem. Toenails, the Pesachet Shuvah over there in Kufzad Ches, Ois Yud says B'Shem, the Sefer Chamud Yedinil, one of the Gedali Achroinim, that toenails, since we're not makbid, most people are not as makbid on cutting toenails as fingernails. If that's the case, he says, then having nails in and of itself would not be a chatzitza. If the toenail is very long, it's unsanitary, it should be cut, it does not create a very nice appearance, then it could be, and that would be considered an improvement of the gufa adam to have that toenail cut off. And it would also be considered a chatzitza gomer, so there's a mokum to be makmir lefi the shach of toveling a second time. So again, regular length of toenails that was not cut, the chamud nails matter. If the toenails are extra long to the point where they're ugly and they inhibit, then that might be a mokum to be makmir the shach that she would have to be toveled again if she did not cut her toenails. Going back to the original discussion in Mishnah, Yabeles, when a yabel is a wart is mechuber legamri to a goof, that's for sure it's not choitzitz. If a person has a woman has a wart on her hand or on her leg or wherever it is, and the wart is firmly attached to her body, that's not choitzitz. That's part of her body. Might be unpleasant, same way it's unpleasant to put on too much weight, but it's not a chatzitza, it's not part of the body. What we're talking about over here is a wart which is starting to come apart, it's dry, it's not part of the body anymore, it's like a foreign body on, attached to the hand or the leg, but it's not part of the hand or leg itself. Over there, there's a makom to say that it is chatzitz. The mom said, "Is chayitz legabe a woman who has to be toivel?" The best thing is to do the ask a rov, but it's a little bit varied in what's called a chaticha, a yabelas, which would be considered a chatzitza. Mainly, nothing really to do with what we're talking about. A woman forgot to take off a band-aid, and if she has to pull it off on Shabbos, when she's by the mikveh, she's going to pull some here. They're matir because it's trade rabbonim. It's kalach hayad. It's not the normal way of taking here off. And it's also mekalkel. Mekalkel and kalach hayad is two rabbonons. And it's mutter b'psik reish. You don't even need a goy. Al teshuvos teshuvos. It would be enough to be matir trade rabbonim al yedei psik reish. This heter of doing trade rabbon al yedei psik reisha is a famous heter that the Mishnah Berurah brings in a few places from the Neid of Yehuda, from the Dogma of Vava. The Chazanish is mefakbik, but the meaning is to be mekel. So therefore, pulling off the band-aids, and here comes up with it, kalach hayad, it's also mekalkul, and it's only a psik reisha, over there would be...
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.